Friday mornings, around this time, Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader, the entertainment editor of that fine paper, joins us here to comment on the new releases, movies that he has seen, and all that is seen and is unseen, as the old saying goes.
That's nice.
He's here with some movie reviews from the River City's Reader, and you can read his columns in the River City's Reader and at rcreader.com. In fact, this segment we're doing right now is available at rcreader.com.
You're already
this
listening
is true.
To
it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, yeah, right. It's weird. And I guess you're going to have like an archive so people will be able to listen to
Yeah,
it.
We've got, I guess, what, the last 3 weeks of our shows already on rcreader.com?
This is why I think that's important, because when these movies come out on video, people will be able to listen to see what Mike thought of
them. Go back, right?
Right.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it'll be like, okay, The Wrestler's on DVD. I want to know, how did Pitcher tie in a James Brolin reference? And you'll be able to go to rcreader.com and figure that out.
I can't with that, but I can with milk.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Welcome back to the
Thank
show,
you.
Mike.
Good to be here, as always. Thanks,
Hello,
guys.
Friends.
Hello.
Good to see you.
What did you see, man? What
we got caught up. We had a pretty great weekend, I got to
You saw a bunch of award
I saw
nominated.
A lot of award bait. I also saw Underworld, Rise of the Lycans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good fun, I got to say. It's
really?
The first one of those three I've enjoyed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like we talked about, it's a prequel to the other Vampires Hate the Werewolves and Vice Versa thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it stars Michael Sheen, who's playing David Frost in Frost Nixon right now.
Uh-huh.
Who's like the head of the werewolves. And I guess he's been in the other films. I just didn't notice.
Didn't realize.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And he's kind of Michael Sheen-y. He's kind of just nervous and bumbling and like a British Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And boy, that makes that role work.
Huh.
Automatically, you got like this funny, kind of empathetic and goofy werewolf.
Hmm.
Lead.
Really?
Kind of cool.
Goofy werewolf.
Yeah.
Kind of like the old cartoon Fang face.
Yeah.
That's endearing.
The effects weren't great, but it was a pretty cool story, and you got Bill Nighy with colored contacts and fangs. It's like, all right, I had a good time. Not bad.
Okay. Underworld Rise of the Lycans.
Yeah.
The
one I didn't care for was Inkheart, of course, Brendan Fraser making storybooks come to life.
Right.
Boy, he's bad. What happened? Seriously. Something sad happened to that man over the past few years. It's the same freaking movie over and over. The Mummy and Journey to the Center of the Earth, and it's him and his bangs, and that's
it.
2 hours. Wow.
Stay away
what a
from
waste.
Main card.
But I really liked Revolutionary Road. We were talking a little bit off the air. Yeah. Kate and Leo pissed at each other for 2 hours.
Depressing movie.
Incredibly depressing.
Would this be a good date movie?
Absolutely not. No.
Well,
unless
you want to get rid of somebody.
Yeah, if you're looking for the divorce, you know, you might want to bring your spouse and say, you know, honey,
but you
before
enjoyed
it gets
all the
that
misery.
Bad. I had a great time with The Misery. Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it. Kate Winslet's fantastic. There's an actor named Michael Shannon who's up for supporting actor. He's got two scenes in the whole movie. He's in maybe 7 or 8 minutes and just blows it out of the water. It's incredible. So I really liked it. Yeah, I thought it was well-written, well-acted. I also saw Slumdog Millionaire for the second time.
Yeah, you liked it better?
Yes, I did like it better because I was kind of underwhelmed when I saw it last year. And it's fun. That's at the end of the day, it's just a big, fun, feel-good movie. It's not best picture material, but it makes that many people happy. All right.
Okay.
You know, it really works. And I saw The Wrestler out of town.
We saw that in Chicago.
Yeah, which
that's
is open here today.
That's now in Quad City Theaters. But you went and saw The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mickey Rourke. Boy, he's good.
Yeah?
Boy, he's good in that movie. Yeah, the buzz is completely correct on that. Yeah.
Huh.
It's a pretty astonishing
Pretty tragic character, huh?
But also a little inspiring.
Really?
It's kind of like, we were all really cool in the 80s, you know, and then the 90s came and we don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
And, it's a guy looking for his big comeback. It's all kind of a cliched story, but nothing happens exactly the way you expect it to. And you got the stripper with the heart of gold, Marissa Tomei, who's more unusual and complex than you'd think. And,
so
the whole thing
really
was pretty great. Yeah. I had a good time. So
then what didn't you see? That's still,
I saw everything that got released. I'm still behind on Hotel for Dogs.
No,
I'm still working. Still working my way up,
Mike.
They open like 40 movies a weekend now.
Now here's the thing. You travel. You've been to hotels.
Uh-huh.
Where people spend the night. Here's the thing. This isn't for people. Dogs are staying at the hotel.
But it's with a lesson.
Yeah, there's a moral.
And it's about the Holocaust.
And it's about the Holocaust.
Come on.
I need to go. It's been a lack of time.
Now, I saw Frost Nixon. Did you have a review on that already?
Actually, that came out online this week. I saw it over Christmas. I didn't go again.
Yeah.
I took kind of dutiful notes after I saw it.
See, I don't remember what you said about it.
I thought it was really, really entertaining. Yeah. I think Frank Langella is incredible as Nixon. That's a great, huge theatrical performance. I hate Ron Howard. He drives me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Everything feels like a sitcom. Everything is... The beats are all very sitcom beats. They're all very... You know, jokes. There's too many close-ups. It looks like a TV movie.
At one point, Nixon's got a leather jacket on, and he just goes, "Hey."
Yeah, I don't know why it all had to take place in a diner.
Yeah.
Halderman, come with me into my office, also known as the bathroom here at Arnold's.
Howard's good at his job. I just don't like that job. It's all right, you're just kind of simplifying and dumbing down everything you possibly can to make sure nobody misses your points.
Right.
He drives me mad, but it's fun. It's really fun. So
I was raw, 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 raw.
See, Nixon is like Fonzie. You can't say he was
wrong.
You
were having a fit there.
I'm having a seizure.
Uh-huh. I was raw, 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 raw.
Yeah, why he kept banging on the jukebox didn't make a lot of sense.
The whole thing didn't make any sense.
Hey, Frost, sit on it.
So...
Yeah,
but having said that,
Richard Milhouse Fonzarelli.
You loved Arrested Development.
Yeah, but he didn't do any. He narrated it, and that was it. You know, he's really good at his job, but sometimes that doesn't work for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like A Beautiful Mind, again, you know, really kind of solid and fine and audience, you know, pandering, but it's not drama. It's sitcom drama.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's just a personal taste.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
All right, so... The movies that are opening up that are the big ones that have been everywhere. We've got Rachel getting married.
Anne Hathaway nominated for that.
Yeah.
We got Milk opening today.
Right.
With Mr. Josh Brolin.
Right.
And we've
got.
I just had to do that. And The Wrestler is opening today.
And you can see that here in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also opening, I know you boys are excited as I am. We got a new Renee Zellweger romantic comedy.
Woohoo!
Bring it on!
I saw the trailer.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
It made me mad.
Yeah.
It just made me mad.
It's awful. That trailer is terrible.
The commercial for it came on while we were playing a record a couple days ago.
Mm.
This one just started screaming F-bombs. Like I've never seen you get so upset over a commercial before.
The fact that she's not going to be able to put up with Minnesota.
Yeah. Right?
Lucy Hill is Renee Zellweger's character. An ambitious up-and-coming executive living in Miami.
Uh-huh. Mm.
She loves her shoes.
The big city.
She loves her cars, and she loves climbing the corporate ladder.
Uh-huh. For the love of Pete.
When she's offered a temporary assignment in the middle of nowhere,
right,
to restructure a manufacturing plant, she jumps at the opportunity, knowing that a big promotion is close at hand. What begins as a straightforward job assignment becomes a life-changing experience as Lucy discovers greater meaning in her life, and most unexpectedly, the man of her dreams.
Oh, my God. Is that really the description for that thing?
Played by Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, wow.
The only thing that at least this isn't taking place in a warm weather so he could be walking around without his shirt.
Well, I bet it happens once. I bet we get one shot where she's like, "Oh, I didn't know you were buff."
But of course, then she's not so shallow and she falls in love with this.
And she realizes
town.
That solid Midwestern values are better than the big city of Miami's cutthroat environment.
Here's how the movie ends. I want you to get back on a plane straight away to get back to your crazy life in Miami. You know what? Maybe I found what I'm looking for right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she kisses Connick at like a potluck, and everybody applauds.
Exactly. Okay.
All the old Lutherans just start clapping.
The
over casserole.
At the Luke
Way
Fist
to go,
Festival.
Lucy. Oh. Way to go.
Oh, yeah. Boo! Here's a clip from New in Town. I think we've done a good job selling tickets for this one.
Stuff too.
Couldn't get a heck of a lot colder. Colder? It gets colder. Oh, good, electric is still on. Detail P tanks out back when this is in orange. Pipes are wrapped so you shouldn't get freeze. Plus windows are too thin. There's a double layer of Owens Corning topside. Hardwood, but you got rag rugs to keep from freezing the bejesus out of your toes.
Wait, you just lost me.
No problem. What didn't you get?
Well, I understood that the electric is still on.
Mm-hmm.
Did that work?
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay, then I'll take it.
You want me to go over the fireplace?
No, I'm a city girl, but I know how to light a fire. Where's the switch?
She seems nice enough. I doubt she lasted a week, poor thing.
Oh. Yeah, I heard all over right now.
Oh, I want to apologize to Mike, to Darren, and to you, the Dave and Darren listener, because, wow.
Yeah.
I just watched my soul escape my body and be crushed.
Yeah, it was hovering above you, looking down.
Wow.
We're gonna bounce back, lads, because okay. We've got another movie opening up. The Uninvited is in Quad City Theaters today. Any idea what this one's about,
Yeah,
Mike?
I do.
No, actually, this one I don't know.
This is what's her name?
Oh, is this the Elizabeth Banks one?
Yes.
Okay.
Be
all right.
Mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that could be
fun.
Be mean. That
yes, Elizabeth Banks.
Be mean.
Be creepy and mean.
Yes.
Yeah, is this the hands that rocks the cradle
looking thing? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, more or less.
You're putting that necklace on kind of tight.
Yes, The Uninvited in Quad City Theaters today. It's a remake of Kim Ji-woon's 2003 Korean film of the same name.
That's too bad. Okay. Really, you had me until remake of Korean film.
Mike hates Koreans.
I do not. I just hate everything they do.
Ugh. It tells the haunting story of two sisters who are plagued by gruesome visions and possibly even more gruesome reality when their father remarries following their mother's suicide.
Yeah,
this is based on a popular Korean folktale, Jangha and Horugun. I've got a clip from The Uninvited. Enjoy.
What's your real name, Rachel? What did you say? The State Nursing Association has no record of a Rachel Summers. Your social security number's for someone named Rachel Summers, but she's a school teacher from New Orleans. She died 5 years ago. So who are you? Really?
You know what, Anna? I don't think this is going to work out.
Oh, I'm kind of creeped out.
I'm kind of excited about this.
Yeah.
I gotta say. And I do like the monthly Elizabeth Banks release pattern that we're getting lately.
You know
that? She, W and Step Brothers and what was the other? Zach and Mary.
The pretty new lobby like, doesn't like the girls.
I can't wait. All right.
I don't
bring
think
it
this
on.
Is going to work out.
That could be a hoot.
Also opening in Quad City Theaters today, this looks great. Taken. An ex-soldier, Liam Neeson, travels through Europe and embarks on a frantic quest to rescue his daughter after the young girl is abducted by slave traders.
Give me back my son!
More or less.
Okay.
More or less. It's now this is like a French movie, I guess, but it's in English?
Yeah, that's what I understand. It opened in France a year ago.
And
so
you got Liam, you got your Liam Neeson, you got your Famke Janssen, you got your Maggie Grace, and he's kind of doing, I was telling Mike this earlier, in the trailer, he's kind of doing the Daniel Day-Lewis There Will Be Blood voice. It's like,
yeah.
I understand you've taken my daughter. Now, if you were to let her go, then that'll be the end of it.
Right.
If
I have no money.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
And I will kill you.
Then why don't we just kill her now?
If you kidnap my daughter, and I have a straw, and there it is. Here's a quick clip. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, right?
Did we ever tell Schultz about the time we had Paul F. Tompkins on and we recreated?
I don't think we did.
We had Paul F. Tompkins on, and he's in the movie for like 2 seconds.
Okay.
And we did a line reading with him where he actually did his part from the movie for us.
Oh,
live
fun.
On the air.
We wanted to see if he remembered his lines.
But wait, the town needs you! The town needs you! Oh, that's it. I don't want any more business here. No, but we need you.
He nailed it.
He did,
excellent.
Too.
Excellent. There you go. All right.
Here's a clip from the new movie, Taken, in theaters today. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong button pushed. My bad.
Someone here.
What?
Oh, my God. They got Amanda.
All
right, listen to me.
They're coming.
Go to the next bedroom. Get under the bed.
Tell me when you're there.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you.
Yeah, stay focused, baby. This is key.
You will have 5, maybe 10 seconds.
Leave the phone on the floor. Concentrate.
Shout out everything you see about them. You understand?
Well, you weren't kidding.
Man.
That's some Daniel Day there. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Listen, now here's the thing. They're going to kidnap you. Now, what I want you to do is shout out things over the phone.
It's Daniel Plainview.
That's
and
pretty exciting.
His daughter.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
All right, I'm on board
and
with that.
And then he starts driving spikes through people's hands. Oh, it's a good time.
Nice. Yes.
Feel good hit of the year.
Liam Neeson's awesome.
He is kind of awesome. Yeah. He had that mid-period when he was just pretty irritating, I think. But Phantom Menace time, I mean, it was like...
Phantom Menace sucks, but he's good in it.
That didn't do anybody any good.
No, this is true. There was no bright side.
That's not
to
just
that,
his really.
No
yeah,
real
I'm not blaming
up,
him.
No upside. You're right.
Yeah, but it'd be cool to see him again. So.
Well, there you All go. Right. Three new
kinda
movies.
Kind of cool hair though in Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Kind of
there
a good
is
look,
that.
Kind of a good
yeah,
look.
Right? Okay.
He looked comfortable.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Enjoy the movies, Mike.
I'm kind of excited. Thanks, guys. Very much.
Yeah. We'll be right back with your...
I love that look.
First Alert Forecast and Amazing Larry before too much longer. It's Dave and Darren. This is Rock 104.9.